Okay, so thank you everybody, and welcome to this presentation on Hallelujah, a 1 kilometer by 3.5 centimeter hologram. It's a white light transmission achromatic hologram. TJ would be very proud as to how I made it, because it's a single beam. It doesn't have a spatial filter. There was no isolation system, and it was made in my bedroom. Well, half my bedroom. I was sleeping in the other half, and there was a partition. I'm going to get to the punchline early. This is how the hologram ended up being exhibited. It was in a triangular receptacle. The 1 kilometer hologram was just unwound. In some ways, it's like a holographic ticker tape. The theme is on Twitter, and the holographic imagery was just text. That was at the opening of the exhibition. I don't treat holograms reverently. I just see them as artifacts, and I wanted people to participate in the experience and the tactile nature and lift up the holograms. And often it went on the floor, and without even being told, a lot of people would just pick it up and put it back in the receptacle. On the opening night, there was an elderly lady that stepped back, and I could hear this crunch as she stepped on part of the hologram. I just reassured her not to worry, because there was still 999 meters of good hologram left, and so she seemed relieved at that. These are the main points from an art point of view. Is that the kilometer hologram was about Twitter, and the length relates to the endless nature of tweets. As I said, it encourages the tactile nature of touching the hologram, reading the hologram, and the disposable nature of the messages, and that's why I was quite happy for people just to throw it back in the container or let it overflow. It didn't matter. The important thing about Twitter is to realize that the addiction, and for a lot of people it is an addiction, that the addiction is in the response. It's not in the writing of the tweets. It's actually waiting for a response and replying to that. Similar to the addiction, if you like, of text messages on mobile phones, the way that people keep checking their mobile phones to respond and respond. The Twitters and tweets represented in the hologram, some of them were actual that I got off the Twitter sites, others I made up. The stages covered in the hologram involve early tweets right up to recent tweets, which involve companies like Adley and Twittard, who actually get celebrities to endorse companies in their tweets. Okay, so the first half of this presentation is telling you how I actually made the hologram. Initially, when I got the grant, I'd put in to buy a film that was 3.5 centimeters wide by 20 meters. Then, when I got the grant, I found out they no longer made that film anymore. So, I ended up getting two rolls that were 30 meters by 1.1 meters. And so, I found after many experiments that the best way to make this hologram work would be to expose it in essentially a meter square frames. And each of those frames had 30 tweets on one topic, and it included or needed to make 33 and a third of those frames, which would give me the kilometer. And it was on glass, and I just used an opaque pen to write all the tweets. This is the optical setup. The